Or pledge allegiance. I'll stand.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Ms. DeGeniro. Ms. Dugato.
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Here.
Mrs. Kurtica. Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. James DiMartino. Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Sampson.
Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Mayor, there are six members present, so you do have a quorum.
Excellent. I'm still trying to figure out. All right, I think I'm here. Addition, deletions, corrections, and adoption to the agenda.
None, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson. The only one I saw is item 6A, where the figure is 117,000. It should be 122,000, I believe, per the quote that was put in the documentation.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. That was a last-minute submission and a change. I got that just as the agenda was being put together.
All right. Sorry, guys. I'm just...
You were on.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I did.
As long as we can hear you.
Whatever, you can hear me. So, all right. So,
looks like you have your sunglasses.
So you can see me. Hang on. Let me see if I'm here. Join meeting.
There you go. Oops, there you go, off again. Did we lose them all together?
Yes, we did. Is that why we have a president?
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric? Listen, whatever you want to. So we had one addition. Any other ones?
Well, just one correction.
One correction.
All right, number five, public portion. Anybody from public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak?
Yes. Anello Malerba, 41 Lakeview Terrace here in Derby. And I just want to talk on two subjects. On item number 6A and the school security grant. I just want to say I want nothing more to see our officers.
Damn, Mark, am I back on yet?
Yes, you are, Mayor.
Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. All right. So go ahead.
We're on public portion.
Public portion? Okay, go for it.
Yep. All right. As I was saying, obviously I want nothing more than our children to be safe at school with the security and our officers to have the proper equipment. I just want to ask, you know, why weren't they originally in the budgets? So I just a question I think that needs to be answered. And other than that, I just would think it's, I think, an explanation as to why the audit has not been completed yet. So other than that, I have nothing else. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public? Third and last call. All right, hearing none, we're gonna go on to number six, flight committee. Uh, 6.1, add to the following properties to the blight committee or a blight list. Excuse me. Move to add the following properties to the blight list. Number one, 370 David Humphreys Road. Number two, 23 Factory Street. Number three, 395 Hawthorne Avenue. Number four, 57 Bellevue Drive. Number five, 49 Seymour Avenue. And number six, 231 Hawkins Street. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Charlie.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 6A, Police Department. Body worn and in-car cameras. Discussion possible action for funding for body worn and in-car cameras as required by the Police Accountability Act. Not to exceed, and Charlie, that was what, 122, you said?
Yes, sir.
122,000, and authorized for the mayor to exceed, execute the contract with WatchGuard. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie.
Second.
Second, Joe DiMartino.
Thanks, Joe. Discussion. Chief, you're on there.
Chief, what was the holdup with this moving forward? You know, we on March 11th meeting, we, you know, this board unanimously, you know, voted to, you know, have you go forward with this grant. So, why are we here on July 22nd so far after that meeting? With a plan not in action.
Yep, I can address that. So the day after you voted to allow us to pursue the grant, we contacted the state and the state said it's a reimbursement grant only. They will only entertain an application after procurement.
Right. And yeah. That was discussed at our meeting on the 11th.
Correct. So the bottom line is there is no funding for this. It's not a capital request. It's not an operational request. I did add the training funds in to train up our staff, but the actual equipment, there's no money. There's no funding. We still haven't addressed capital yet. Historically, we had been addressing capital, you know, in February, March timeframe, and wrapped that up by May. We haven't even addressed capital. I don't even have my capital purchases for last fiscal year completed yet because I'm still waiting for delivery on items. But I don't know where this fits in. And because we have resolved the issue of who's the superior board, this board is going to have to authorize this purchase. And then the tax board is going to have to find funding for it someplace. Other than that, I can only facilitate this. If there's no money in place, I can't start the procurement and installation and training process to get this policy up and running. So that's where it sits. And I've pinged every board from the police commission to the alderman to the tax board repeatedly over the past three, four months. And I've gotten no response. So this is finally where it was brought back up to the this board. You're the superior board and you're the only ones who can compel another board to fund this.
Right. And so
I have no resolution.
So, and again, I would say, you know, in March, you know, what we said was yes, go through, you know, I feel like we're doing the same thing over, you know, you explained that it was the first step was for us to approve it. And then you have to get the funds procured and the mayor has to sign off. So I don't understand what is different tonight than what was done in March.
It's this today, nobody's given me money. And okay. Nobody's taking responsibility and I have no funds. I cannot buy anything without money. It's not an operational line and it's not requested in capital. So basically in order to comply with this unfunded mandate, the city needs to find money someplace.
Did you request it in the budget or with the tax board?
I did not because it's not an operational line. We never put capital expenses into an operating budget. It's just not financially sound. It's not what occurs. I mean, anything that has a lifespan over, and depending which definition you use, 1 or 5 years, things like computers, cars, capital expenses, those purchases, those do not go in operational budgets, and that would skew my budget, completely, because I don't have any existing lines for this.
And Sarah, in March, all we did was approve the chief to go after the grant funding for this. And then we found out that the grant funding will not be applied until we actually approved $122,000. So
no,
that's why it's
that.
Coming back.
We knew that in March. We knew that.
Not according to the notes. The notes specifically say.
Listen to the meeting.
All right. We approved him to go forward with the grant. That's what we approved during that meeting.
And we knew that it had to be fully funded before the grant money would be reimbursed 50%, that we would have to put up the 100% of the funds before it would be reimbursed 50%. And that the mayor had to sign off on it.
I don't recall it that way.
But the bottom line is, we run into a dead end because we don't have a capital planning commission that's met to fund this. The tax board doesn't have money appropriated for this, and nor do they have the authority to even do that, because your board is the only one that can enter into a contract like this. So basically, Corporation Council would need to step in. You need to authorize this, compel another board to fund it, and then authorize the signing of the contract.
Isn't that what we did in March?
No. No, this board has not compelled the tax board to fund this. And the tax board said, we're waiting.
And so when I've asked for updates in previous board meetings from you, why didn't you say, I need you to compel the tax board? We would have gotten this done months ago.
I've been sending emails. I have a stack of emails. I've sent them to the police commission. I've briefed the commission at every meeting. I've sent, I think in your reports for the last 3 months, I've sent it to the tax board. I've CC'd the city hall. I mean, this is where I sit.
All right.
I'm not accusing anybody.
It needs to be done. I'm 100%, like, it needs to be done.
Well, absolutely it needs to be done.
A little better.
It's an unfunded mandate by the state. We have to get it done. If you guys authorize this, be perfect.
So, Mr. Mayor Charlie Sampson, I do have a question, but it's I am well aware of the funding that we got through the America's Care Act and the ARPA funding from the state of Connecticut. I am also aware of other municipalities that are utilizing that funding for this specific program. And I would like Corporation Council, and I don't want to hold up any vote tonight, but I would like to, I would like to make a friendly amendment to the motion made, because after Corporation Council opines, then because under revenue loss, it specifically says that on the ARPA funding, the interim final rule gives recipients broad latitude to use funds for the provision of government services to the extent of reduction in revenue. Government services can include, but are not limited to, maintenance of infrastructure or pay-go spending for building new infrastructure, including roads, modernization of cybersecurity, including hardware, software, and protection of critical infrastructure, health services, environmental remediation, school and educational services, and the provision of police, fire, and other public safety services. So like I said, I do know of at least one community, and I've heard of several others that are utilizing those funds for this project, for this unfunded mandate. So I know it's going to be tough for you to opine, but if the board is willing, and Joe, I know you second this, I would just like to make a friendly amendment that we move to procure the $122,000 for this project, but the city's half, if found applicable, the city's half of the funding come from the ARPA funds we received.
So, Mr. Mayor and Mr. President, I do believe that would be appropriate. I think it's an appropriate source. I could certainly double check on that for the board, but I believe that is correct.
if I can just add a couple of comments. Number one, I need the full funding up front, and then the reimbursement comes after we're turnkey and everything is installed and operational. So it would be a refund back. So we do need a loan of 50% upfront from the city. And the second thing is, I would just caution and make sure that we double check that this is not supplanting and it's allowed under the grant process that we're using the grant fund of grant.
Totally agree, Chief. And that's why we're looking to approve the $122,000 tonight. And if found that the ARPA funds could be utilized for it, based upon Corporation Council's suggestion, that those fundings be allocated. Now, we do have a motion that was put in place 2 months ago that needs board approval in order to spend those monies. So that's more of, you know, that the logistics of this and the reason I bring that up.
Do we know how much money we received?
I know we're slated to receive close to 1.3 million, Mr. Mayor.
We got 1.8 already, and we got another 1.8 coming.
That's next year, though. That'd be next fiscal right. year.
Well, we got 1.8 this time. Yeah.
So the money is there. What's the motion got to be?
So I'll just make a friendly amendment to my motion to move to fund the body-worn and in-car cameras as required by the Police Accountability Act in the amount not to exceed $122,000. Authorize the mayor to execute said contract with WatchGuard, and if found applicable by corporation, based upon Corporation Council's opine on this matter, funding to come from the ARPA funding received from the state.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? So carried. All right. Number 7. Fill vacancies in the office of the city treasurer. Discussion possible action by Democratic members of the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen.
The mayor, the Democratic members of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, bring forth Maria Conlon to fill the vacancy as city treasurer.
Okay.
She was not able to make the meeting tonight, but she is available Monday to come to City Hall and I guess could be sworn in then.
Sworn in. Okay.
I'll second right. that.
Yeah. I'm in favor of it too.
All right. So that's the Democrats are only voting on this or everybody? I don't even know.
It's just our appointment.
The Democratic members, there was a motion by Mr. DiMartino and a second by Mr. Sill. Okay. So the Democrats have to vote.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So carried. Number 8, disposition of city-owned property, Derby Public Library, discussion, possible action.
This is Nicole Signoli. I'm the director of the Derby Public Library. In the packet, I had included listing of items as well as photographs of some of the furniture that actually needs to go. I can go through the letter as well. Does anyone have any questions about the letter?
Pretty sure this is a written procedure for stuff like this, so I'll make a motion that we can dispose.
Okay, I got Ron.
I'll second it. Camille.
Second from Camille. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's so carried.
Thank you very much.
Number 9, Derby Public Library Digital Navigator Pilot Grant Project. Discussion and possible action.
Again, it's Nicole, and thank you again for letting me speak about this. This is very exciting to me. I did include a 2-page letter in the document describing the Digital Navigator Project as something coming through. Again, this is all ARPA funds. It's not city funds. It's coming from the State Library and the Institute of Museum and Library Science. Does anyone have any questions? Want me to clarify anything on here?
Nicole, Charlie Sampson, I was just looking, what is the city's max responsibility for this when grant?
This is truly the, when I say match, how I wrote the grant is with our partners, our not-for-profit partners in the Valley, like Valley Community Foundation, Valley Council for Health and Human Services, that match is actually in kind. It's for meeting rooms. It's for training centers, an office here that I will have to find for the project manager, that kind of in-kind information.
So it's an in-kind matching cost to the city, no right. dollar cost. No. Thank you. That's the way to do it. On.
Any more discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Both? Thank you very much.
Abstain. So carried.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome.
Number 10, Derby WPCA. Privatization, appointment and review committee, discussion, possible action.
Anybody from the WPCA on here, or are we just going to put together a committee?
Ed, you on there?
I thought Jack was going to be joining us to address this, but perhaps not. I will grab the email from him that lays this out. Is that Mark? Is the email in the packet with the potential makeup for the committee?
No, I think you sent that separately. I can find it.
Okay, so I'll speak on this since it doesn't look like Jack's going to be joining us. But it looks like what we were looking for was a committee to review the RFQ response that we received from Aquarion. As you know, we put out an RFQ for the privatization of the wastewater operations in the plant and all the system. And we did receive the one response, and we wanted to form a committee to review that response thoughtfully. So Jack had suggested that he be a member of that board, the WPCA board chairman, the city's finance director, a Democratic and Republican member of each of the Board of Aldermen and Board of Taxation, the city treasurer, and two at-large members. The alternative to that was one at-large member with one additional member of the WPCA board. There you go. You got it. There you go. Perfect. Thanks, Mark.
All right, so do I have a motion?
I think we need to figure out who's going to fill this bad boy.
Well, we can discuss it, though. So let's have a motion and a second, and then we can discuss this.
Well, I believe according to the charter, Mr. Mayor, you have the authority to enact all committees.
Right.
And you become ex officio of said committee.
I think we have to approve the committee, but you have to name it.
Yeah.
We can give you a name from the alderman if you want.
Yeah.
I got a few good ones.
All right. All right. So I will have.
If you want to make up a list, I mean, I don't know how important. So we could do
my assistant reach out to you guys and just submit who you want to be on this board.
I would do that, and then at the next meeting in 2 weeks, come back with right. who's going to fill these positions, and then we can probably act on this with a little bit more info.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Sounds good. So we'll table this.
Well, I think you could vote from the committee and the mayor come back with names in 2 weeks to fill that said committee.
Right.
That being the appropriate motion, I'll defer to court counsel on that.
That's fine.
All right. I'll make that motion that the mayor put the names in those spots there and bring it back in 2 weeks for the board to approve.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same. Don't care.
So, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
If I think you probably should just give him guidance whether you want a second WPC member or a second at-large member.
Well, it has a WPCA board at-large member, and it also has one at-large member. Is that not?
Right, but as Mr. Backwick said, there was also another proposal. This was the one that I grabbed from the email. The other one was to have two at-large members and just the chair of the WPCA board, but that's up to you, however you want to do it.
Well, there's an at-large on the bottom, and there's a WPCA large, so.
Well.
If you're good with that, that's fine. Just so that the.
Well, if you want, I'll go off
this list. Go off of this list, and I mean, we just approved building the committee. Build right. A committee and come back with what you want next in 2 weeks, and we'll approve the people on it.
All right.
But I guess I believe the charter says you make all committees. So.
All right. Sounds good. We'll move on. We'll have you a list for the next meeting. All right. Next is number 11, Derby Public School Security Grant Application. Discussion, possible action. Have a motion.
So, Mr. Mayor, we did discuss this type of grant at the last monthly meeting, and I think it's back before. So I'll just educate some of the people that were making comments on why this wasn't in the school's budget. This is a grant. These grants come up at the federal government level when they want them to come up. It's not something you can plan on. It's not an amount you know that you need, so you don't put it in there. So typically what we do is we look at the submission of these grants. We allow the body to apply for these grants. And then when the grant is approved, we come back and actually approve them accepting this grant. So I know that, and I don't see Dr. Conway on here tonight to tell us about it.
Is he in the waiting area, Mark? Because I did. He wanted me to text him. I did.
I know they have a Board of Ed meeting tonight, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, he said for me to, when he was getting close, to text him. I did. I didn't know if he was in the waiting area.
Well, my problem is the same as it was last month with coming up, the city having to come up with $145,000, which we didn't anticipate. And we're already going to be coming up with money for the police department. We got to find now.
Well, technically we don't. It's going to come out of the ARPA funding with any good luck. And once again, the funding for this project could also be applied to that because it also goes back to school services.
Let's see, that was the thing that they couldn't say it was going to be definitely for security last month. Remember I asked that?
Well, right. But the unfortunate part with the ARPA funding is the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury comes out with the rules and regulations. And they are still, even at the level we're at now with utilizing the funding, they're still trying to finalize what can and can't be used on. So it will not be any less than what they've said, but it could be expanded in the use. So it's one of those things, kind of catch-22. We'd have to ask Corporation Council how to proceed if we could utilize that type of funding for this type of project. And once again, it could come back to that. We don't have any funding for it. And we tell the superintendent to tell them, thank you for selecting us. We cannot accept the grant at this time. But I hate to see us miss a grant opportunity if the superintendent believes that we should be going for this.
I don't want to misspeak or speak for Dr. Conway, but I do believe that he did speak with the tax board and they did approve this. So hopefully he'll join us in the next few minutes to clarify that.
Now, where did the tax board approve the money out of?
I don't know. I'm not sure with that information.
Were we overtaxed? Come up with $145,000.
They didn't approve a place that it came out of. They approved that they would fund it if you approved it.
Yes.
And the Board of Ed, they're getting money too, right? From the Recovery Act, they can't use that money.
Yeah. Once again, the Recovery Act. I'm not sure exactly what the Board of Ed's constrictions are. I just look at the police end of it for my job.
Corporation Council have any opinion?
I'd
on
have
that?
To look at that. I would also have to look at that from the Board of Ed side.
Dr. Conway is going to join any moment.
My general feeling is probably yes, but again, that would be a little more cautious given that I'm not as familiar with how it would interact with the Board of Education.
Is Doc on? Dr. Conway?
He answered you, Rob?
Yeah, he's at a Board of Ed meeting, so I texted Tara, and she said he's leaving the room now, so I'm assuming he's heading to a computer nearby.
Well, I'll just, while we have silence in the room, the language that I wrote, read in regards to the body cam also does say it can be used on services and is not limited to infrastructure, which is something that this grant is going to take care of in the school, but also school or educational services. So we keep that in mind. And once again, Corporation Council can look into it a little further for us.
I see Dr. Conway's in now.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Conway. We're actually discussing your item.
Awesome. I apologize. We have a Board of Ed meeting going on at the same time.
No problem.
So my question, Dr. Conway, is once again, is this the same grant that we were looking at last month in regards to school security and hardening of the infrastructure of the building?
That is correct.
And do you know if any of the funding from the ARPA funding that the city received could be utilized as the matching part of this grant?
We don't know it at this time, whether it can be or not. The state itself, when I specifically called them about that, they were not quite sure what the disbursements could be used for, other than they knew it could be used for water treatment plants and infrastructure, but they were not sure specifically about match funding for a security grant.
And the total grant that you were looking to put in for, the city's portion would be approximately?
$148,809. If we were to be awarded the full grant for $573,666. There's a total of $5 million left in round five of the security grants, of which $500,000 is going to private schools, and $4.5 million left over for all public schools in Connecticut. So I'm an optimistic guy, but I doubt we're probably gonna see $573,000 out of the total $4.5 million when, you know, numerous schools, you know, are applying for the same bucket of money. But, you know, we did put in for the $573,666, the match would be $148,809. Should we receive the full amount? If the amount that is awarded is less than the amount to the city is less also.
We should wait. I mean, we really should wait Corporation Council's opinion on if we could use that money or not.
Then I'm in favor of it.
And I can tell you a lot of other communities are in the same boat that you are, you know, taking a very careful look at the restrictions placed on that, on those funds. Some uses seem very obvious, wastewater being one of the most obvious. But some language does, you know, at least lead to a possibility that this money is going to be more flexible. So, you know, I could certainly put something together. Again, Derby's not alone in hoping that that this is going to be a more flexible use.
So then I would move to table this until we hear the opinion from Corporation Council and get, you know, further details.
Well, I think we need to, Dr. Conway, what's the grant? When do you have to have the grant done by?
So the grant, the deadline to submit was June 30th. June 30th. So we've talked to them. They're a little bit behind in the process. They initially expected to begin awarding in August. They don't expect to be at that point until September, as of this past Monday when we talked to them.
So I would still move to table.
Yeah, so there's a little more time now than what we thought we had before, just because of a delay on the end of grants being reviewed.
All right, then we'll look at that as fast as we can. We'll table it now, but then move as soon as we know. I'll second that motion.
Yeah.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain?
No.
Still carried.
Charlie's opposed.
All right. 12 left blank, 13 executive session. We're going to invite Drew, Carmen, Chief, Corporate Counsel. I think anybody else, Drew?
I don't think so, Mayor. Both Corp Councils, both John and Vin, unless Vin left, then John.
And the Chief probably wouldn't want to be in on the first one.
If you want, I can mute and do something else and just text me when you want me to come in. It's up to you guys how you want to handle that.
Yeah, you can invite Jerry in too. That's fine, Chief.
All right. Can I have a motion to go to executive session?
So move.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Right, it looks like 7:43 going to executive session.
Okay, for the public, I'm going to pause the recording. Okay, it is 8:07 p.m. and we're back in the executive session. Back from executive session.
All right, so we're going to go to number 14. Regular session, action from executive session 14.1, sale of city property, 6771 Minerva Street and 147 Caroline Street. Discussion, possible action.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to grant the mayor and Corporation Council the authority to finalize the agreement, attach the remedial action plan, and authorize the mayor to execute with when complete.
Second, right, Charlie Sampson.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? So carried. 14.2, Derby Police Department, discussion possible action for Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen to authorize the expenditure coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds to combat the increase in gun and other violent crimes. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I'll make a motion that we authorize the Derby Police Department to expend coronavirus local fiscal recovery funds not to exceed $76,000 to combat the an increase in gun and other violent crimes.
I second it. Camille Gardiger.
Thank you, Camille. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, excellent. Thank you. We're going to go to 15. Ron?
Motion to adjourn. Good job, everybody.
I'll second it.
I'm from the Cape.
Enjoy, Ronnie. Enjoy.
Okay.
God bless everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye, everybody.
8:09 p.m.